If I had three boys, I'd never so much as lift one of those things.
Oh, hi, Harry. Oh, I kind of enjoy getting out in the yard after spending all day in the office.
Sure. Like I told myself, I needed the exercise when my wife sent me to the market just now. Hey, I suppose we should see more of each other than we do, Steve, now that we're practically in-laws.
What was that again?
Oh, nobody's mentioned a ring or anything, but haven't you noticed that Mike and June are practically never out of each other's sight?
Well, now that you mention it.
Right. They see each other so much, they've reached the old shoe stage. He knows what she's going to say, she knows what he's going to say, and I know what they're both going to say. It's pretty boring.
Are Mike and June coming by here after the movie tonight?
No. They park the car here and then walk down to her house and make sandwiches in her kitchen.
Those two are getting a little predictable, aren't they?
Just like a timetable at a bus depot. But that's what you get for going with a girl who lives on the same block.
They haven't been going together too long, though, Bob.
I know. They just settled into a quick rut.
Was a good movie.
Yeah, that Clyde Burkett is sure a funny guy.
Sure is. Mike, you're due for a haircut.
Right.
I can excuse anything except blind ignorance. How can anyone, even a woman, be so completely illogical? Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mr. Barker.
You know, I don't expect everybody else to always see things just the way I do. But that kind of sloppy thinking makes me sick. Physically ill.
What were you and Mother arguing about?
We weren't arguing. Your mother's been asleep for hours.
But you said she was illogical.
Yeah, and a sloppy thinker.
Oh, not your mother. That fool of a woman on Zeno Tompkins' radio rostrum.
Oh, is that the show where they call up and argue about different things?
Yeah.
Well, why do you listen to the program, Mr. Barker?
To relax. Mike, it's nice to see you. How is your dad?
He's just fine.
Well, you tell him we're going to a ball game again one of these days.
I will.
I better get back in there now. Now I suppose that fat-headed female's going to argue the other side.
Why listen to a program? It's going to get you so upset.
Daddy really enjoys listening to things that he doesn't agree with.
I guess some people are that way.
Well, my roommate at school, she's another one. She and this boy that she goes out with see things entirely different.
I wonder how they ever got together.
Oh, why they keep on going with each other. Mike, remind me to sew that button on your shirt before you go back to school.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Oh, after you.
Thank you.
Yes?
I'd like to check out a copy of Agnew's Survey of English Chivalry, please.
Hey, I need the same book.
Well, you know you have to use all the reserve books here in the library, and we'll be closed in about an hour.
Oh, well, that should be enough time.
Yeah, that's all right.
This seems to be the only copy we have that's not in use.
Oh, well, you take it. You were here first.
You would have been first if you hadn't waited for me.
So who gets it?
Well, why don't we use it together?
Well, if it's all right with you.
And have the book back in by 10 minutes to 9.
All right. Thanks.
I'm Amy Bennett.
Oh, Mike Douglas. Are you fast? As a reader, I mean.
Just that. I like to read through it once and go back and take notes, don't you?
Well, I usually read it through and take notes as I go along, but I'll try it your way this time. There we
I wasn't expecting a treat like this when I went to the library.
Well, neither was I. Two chocolate shakes, please.
If you don't mind, I prefer vanilla.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have asked you instead of just assuming that you like the same things as I do. I guess really the only thing I know about you is that your name is Amy Bennett.
And you're Mike Douglas. So we start off even.
What time do you have history?
8 o'clock.
Oh, I'm in the 10 o'clock section.
With the whole freshman class trying to read about English chivalry, I think they need a few more copies of Agnew.
I don't know. I'm not so unhappy they just had one tonight.
I've never seen you at any of the weekend parties or dances.
Oh, well, that's because I usually spend the weekends at home with my family.
Well, I can imagine that must be a temptation. But I think it's important to make new friends, college friends. It's too easy to hang on to the kids you knew in high school just because they're comfortable and they don't make any demands on you.
Yeah. But still, old friends are the best.
Old friends were new friends once.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. I saw a great movie last weekend, the new Clyde Burkett picture.
Do you like Clyde Burkett?
Well, sure, don't you?
Not especially. Well, don't look so shocked.
I guess I thought everybody liked him.
Why do you like him?
Why? Well, because he... No, I don't know. I never really thought about why before.
Because you never met anybody who asked you. I like plays better than movies.
All right, why?
Because there's an excitement in watching real people perform that you don't get in a movie.
Well, I haven't been to that many plays.
Because you don't like them?
Oh, no, it's just been that movies have been easier to go to, and I've never had a friend who liked to go to plays that much.
Well, that's what's so great about college. New people and new ideas, new points of view.
Huh. Yeah. Thank you.
Chip, are you planning on going out tonight?
No.
You better take that jacket off. It's a little warm in here for it.
I know.
You know, it seems the more he practices that rooster thing, the worse it sounds.
Yeah, if he keeps it up, I'll never eat fried chicken again.
Chip, take that jacket off now before you melt.
I can't.
Dad, I was thinking about not coming home next weekend.
I don't blame you.
Why can't you take it off, Chip?
The zipper stuck.
Well, why don't you say so? Come over here and I'll see if I can unstick you.
They're doing Adam and the Apple in Center City, and I thought maybe I'd stay there and see it.
Road play, huh? It's been a long time since I've seen a road show. I may drive up there with you in June.
Boy, this is really stuck. Have you got your shirt in there or something?
Looks like I'll have to sleep in it.
Well, I wasn't really planning on taking June.
You're going to take some of the boys up there with you?
Maybe we ought to call the fire department. Old Greener got his hand stuck in a carpet sweeper, and they called the fire department.
Oh? Well, there's a girl I met. I thought maybe I'd take her to the play on Saturday. Her name's Amy Bennett.
Well.
Well, did June and you have a quarrel or something?
No.
How come you're taking another girl to the play?
Well, it is kind of awkward about June. I mean, this date with Amy doesn't really mean anything. But June will be expecting me home next weekend. I was wondering, what do you think is the best way to handle it?
There's only one way to handle it. Don't tell her anything about it.
Oh, come on now, Bub. Chip, you're not very good at this. It's bad enough to lie to people you don't know, but June's father is a friend of mine.
Oh.
Okay. Who's the wise guy who put this egg on my chair? Probably some hen responding to your mating call. Boy, you get funnier every minute. Hey, Dad, I'm kind of getting a lip blister here on my lip.
Oh, well, why don't you practice on the side of your mouth and give the middle a rest? Then you'll be all ready for the recital.
Boy, you sure have a goofy way of cheering people up. Well, Dad, do you think it'd be okay if I made up an excuse to give June?
Chip, put your arms up over your head. Maybe we can get this off without unzipping it. No, I don't, Mike.
Why not? What she doesn't know won't bother her. Now, take this chick I met in Punxsutawney.
Mike, give me a hand. Huh?
Hey, Dad!
It's not like there's anything serious between Amy and me. I just thought Maybe for a change, one date might be stimulating.
Don't, not too high. Look, put your hands down in there and hold his ears in. Mike, the only thing you can do is tell June the truth.
Oh, I can't do that, Dad. She'd never understand.
Oh, sure she'd understand.
Oh, of course he'd understand. Just tell Mike the truth.
Oh, no, Daddy. That's the last thing I could ever do.
You say this new boy, what's his name?
Ken.
Ken. Ken means nothing to you?
Not really. He's interesting and sort of unpredictable.
Well, Mike is certainly not unpredictable. He's like counting your toes. You come up with the same answer every time. More coffee. Mm-hmm.
That's why Ken fascinates me. For one date, maybe.
Why can't you just explain this to Mike? I mean, after all, honey, Steve is a friend of mine.
I just can't. You don't know Mike, Daddy. Maybe I could just beat around the bush a little bit tomorrow night after the show.
You do that. When it doesn't work, you just come right out and tell him.
Oh. There they are.
Another night, another sandwich.
I hope Harry doesn't mind them eating up all his food.
Well, you're not up on the timetable. Tonight's the night of the big switch. They eat over here.
Oh.
Friday night movie, they eat at Barker's. Saturday night movie, they eat at Douglas's. He kisses her goodnight at 12:42.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, June. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Guess he hasn't done it yet.
Done what?
Oh, tonight he was going to try to change all that.
Well, I hope so. You might as well be drafted as be the way he is.
Say, who was that guy that Millie was with at the movie?
The boy she met at school.
What about Edna?
I don't know.
Of course, I suppose that one date with this new guy doesn't mean that Millie and Ed are all washed up.
Is that the way you feel, that it's all right to date a lot of different people?
Me? No, but some people do. I mean, look at Millie.
She probably just got lonely with Ed so far away at school.
Yeah. Well, we're lucky, I guess.
At least we see each other every weekend.
Yeah. June, how about next weekend?
Yes. What about next weekend?
Looks like there's a good show.
Yes. Yours Hannafry and April Rains. I guess I've seen every picture they ever made together.
You don't have any plans for next weekend, do you?
Oh, no. Well, why do you ask me that?
Well, I thought maybe there might be some reason that you'd rather stay at college instead of coming all the way back to go to a show with me.
Of course not. If you're going to be here, I'll be here.
Well, if you're going to be here, I'll be here.
Oh,
Mike Douglas is Linda Prentice.
Hi.
He is cute.
Hi, Dick.
A simple hello would have been enough. I've lost my disaster cream.
Oh, Amy, about this weekend.
Oh, I talked to Mother last night. She and Dad saw the play in New York and loved it.
Yeah, well...
You're standing on the Humanities One.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just don't know what I'm going to do. I can't go to French class without my disaster cream. Linda's in love with her French instructor.
Oh, does this cream cause disasters or prevent them?
Funny. It can work either way. Oh, Mike, you were saying something about this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Well, when I talked to you about it last week, I thought I'd be able to...
I found it in my ballet slipper. Oh, I bought a new dress for the play, Mike.
You did?
It's dreamy.
Yeah, well...
Well, look, I gotta go. I've got my next class way over in science.
But, Amy...
I'll see you later. I'll take that, unless you want it as a souvenir.
Oh, I'm sorry.
30 seconds to make myself lovely. You think I can do it? Don't answer that question.
Oh, see, you said. Dear Dad, when you see June, just casually mention that I had to stay at the paternity house this Saturday and Sunday, but we'll see her next weekend as usual. Hope you get this special delivery in time. I know I should have told June myself, Dad, but I'm chicken. Your grateful son, Mike.
If you've got one son that's a little red rooster and another one that's chicken.
I shouldn't let Mike do this.
What are you going to do? I'm surprised June's not over here now to see where he is.
Just because he gets himself involved with a couple of women, I don't see why I have to end up in the middle.
Mike should have told June that he had to stay at school.
Well, I guess he didn't want to lie to her.
Well, he doesn't seem to mind you doing it.
No.
There she is now. Only 4 minutes behind her schedule. Come in.
Hi, Bub. Steve.
Hello, Harry.
Well, I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
No, no, Harry. Sit down.
Oh, thank you. Well, doesn't seem much like Friday night.
Oh?
Mike hasn't been over to our house.
No, I guess he hasn't.
Usually checks in as soon as he gets home from college.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. He's just like a trained seal.
I suppose June's a little upset that Mike hasn't been over.
No, she's not upset.
Oh?
As long as Mike doesn't seem to be around, maybe you could give him a message from June. She won't be home this weekend.
Schoolwork keeping her there, I guess.
I guess, yeah. She said to tell Mike she'd see him next week, as usual.
Oh, fine. I'll be glad to tell Mike.
Well, I'd appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Oh, don't sure.
Say, why don't we all go to the ball game tomorrow if it's a nice day?
That'll be fine, except that the teams are playing in Chicago.
Sure. Well, so long.
Goodbye, Harry.
Goodbye, Harry.
Hope you're going to enjoy the play.
Well, even if I don't, it'll be fun trying to explain why afterwards.
Oh, let's look at pictures of the cast. I saw him in a play last year.
Would you mind if I met you inside?
Where are you going?
I thought I'd go in and try and look for some advanced schedules of the plays.
Hey, they're almost sold out. I sure was lucky to get these. Let's go in.
Can I have my ticket stubbed? I have a phone call to make.
Oh, there you are.
Did you get the schedules?
Oh, no, they were out of them.
Oh.
Well, hi, I thought you'd gotten lost.
No, I just saw someone I didn't want to talk to, but it's all right now.
We have 21 and 22.
Chip. History was made with that trumpet this afternoon.
Yeah, I'll bet there's not very many guys who could get an encore playing a Little Red Rooster Serenade.
You were good. I couldn't believe it.
Good. He's got two offers to sign him up.
Oh, booking agents?
Poultry houses. Honey Lips Douglas.
Oh, Steve.
Oh, hi, Harry.
I've got a bone to pick with you.
You know, when I turned around last night and saw you, I thought it was the end of the world.
You did. But actually, that was the best thing that could have happened to us.
Otherwise, who knows how long we've gone on pretending.
Yeah, we still wouldn't have reached an understanding like this.
You go out with whoever you want to.
And you do the same. And if I want a date with you, I will ask you for it.
Right. No more taking each other for granted.
Hey, wasn't that play great?
I didn't think so.
You didn't?
I thought it was awful.
Why?
Well, if you really want to know, I'll tell you.
Well, the thing that frosted me a little, Steve, was that you let me stand there like a ninny when you knew all the time Mike was pulling the same stunt on June.
Well, I wouldn't exactly call it a stunt, oh. Harry.
Dad! The zipper's stuck again.
Oh, not again.
Now, the way I see it, you see, I had all the embarrassment and you got off the hook, Steve. Steve, you can't fight with these things, you
we
know. You've got to nurse this down.
Well, that's it. Stuck in the same place the other day. I just couldn't see any point, Harry, in both of us being embarrassed. That's why I didn't say anything.
No, but you see, you left me with the feeling that my daughter was the only one that was sneaky. We better slip this over his
head. Plus, look, when you get right down to it, Harry, I think maybe both the kids were a little sneaky. Wait, take me.
You're missing the point, Steve. Sure, they were both sneaky, but I was the one with the red face.
Your logic is a little twisted, Harry.
Dad.
No one enters a fight when the fight is over.
Oh, now you're using words on me, Steve.
Harry, what did you want to do?
Simply this. When I about you...
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's not Superman. It's My Favorite Martian. Stay tuned for two episodes of My Favorite Martian during this twice as nice morning on TV Land.
Thank you.